Welcome to Track 3, about our two reasons to explore EQ for world-class tonality. Now that you know why we're studying emotional intelligence, or EQ, for vocal development and mastery in a general sense, and you understand why, even with Mehrabian's study misquoted by so many, it still supports our aims, I will explain why there are two fundamental reasons to study EQ for voice development. These reasons are completely different, but they require the same primary lesson, just used differently in a different direction. Some of NLP can be thought of as remedial, and some can be thought of as generative. Which is to say, sometimes we benefit by applying NLP to fix things that aren't optimal, or to correct things that aren't going as well as possible. Other times, we recognize in advance that something extra is wanted or needed in some future situation, and we can use NLP to plan in advance for success. Remedial refers to remedying something. Generative refers to designing in great results and planning for outrageous success. In this same way, I know that it is true for all of us, that there will be times when we're trying to get a certain result and the situation just goes awry, falls apart, doesn't go as planned, and maybe we even say the wrong thing or someone says something we don't expect, and we feel less than wonderful about it. I know that there have been times where I felt bad about something and said something I knew I was going to regret later on. And of course, those responses certainly didn't help me to get what I wanted while I was in that situation. Naturally, in those circumstances, I wish I'd had more resources available to me then. But how? When emotions overtake us like that, how do we control or even recover from those types of situations? NLP can be amazingly useful to us for that purpose. So that's the point of taking remedial steps to turn a bad situation into a better one. Of course, I also know it's true that even if you knew you were going to need to perform later on and be at your absolute best, sometimes your best, such as you knew it before listening to this CD, wasn't quite what was going to get the result you were seeking. You planned for success, you planned what to say, you were confident going in, and everything seemed to go well. But something was obviously missing. What could it have been? NLP can help us here as well. We could certainly have benefited from some generative planning in this type of circumstance. So we're going to learn both some remedial and some generative emotional intelligence. We'll explore how to regain your sense of centeredness or avoid getting thrown off in the first place. And we're going to cover ways to design successful responses from others into your blueprint for future scenarios. Both utilize the same skill, which I hope will make a major difference in your life. That skill is called state chaining. If you are new to state chaining, this will be a complete paradigm shift for you, thinking not in terms of the content of your communication, but strategically about the process behind your communication. If you are already experienced with state chaining, I hope this CD will offer you a range of unique insights that will take your state chaining to another level. Or perhaps you have, until now, only thought about state chaining in front of audiences, and not in terms of how your voice alone can powerfully move people from any current state into far more useful and powerful ones. Whatever the case may be, I expect this CD will be highly useful for you. And as with any skills, you don't get to own this fully until you go out and begin to use these skills yourself, every day. If this surprises you, it shouldn't. My view is that every conversation you have is a unique, unprecedented opportunity to use NLP right now to improve your life and the lives of the people you communicate with. Don't skimp. Try state chaining in every conversation. Doing it well requires practice. And practicing it when you'll need it most requires doing it well. Get started anytime, anywhere. Once you get good at understanding how to change states with your voice alone, you'll be able to cause remedial shifts and generative shifts purely vocally. This will give you a real sense of power with people. So if you ever had a social confidence problem before you got these CDs, better get ready for a whirlwind of different responses. This skill, in my opinion, ranks up there as one of the more profoundly influential vocal abilities we can master. So, get ready to learn how to chain emotional states sequentially. And keep in mind throughout that I'm teaching you one skill set here for two different reasons. Based on those two reasons, we'll be using that skill set in two entirely different scenarios.